This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tig, this is a very exciting day.
It sure is. Why is it exciting?
Well, because tomorrow we have our live show.
Oh, right.
Yes, and people can stream it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can go to dynastytypewriter.com to get tickets for our live stream show. It's going to be fun and ridiculous.
It's going to be really fun.
It'll be ridiculous.
Yeah. In-person seats at the theater, sold out.
Yeah.
But anywhere in the world, you can buy a ticket and watch this show stream right into your face. Get your tickets.
Right into your earballs. That's January 31st. We're doing our live show. Go to dynastytypewriter.com and tune in. Mm-hmm. Little Snorkbulls, tune in.
And if you're coming across this episode in the year 2097, this episode was actually aired in 2023, so you missed the live streaming show.
I'm glad you let the listeners know that. Okay, Tig, today we went, listen, this might be the most braggadocious alerts we've ever had. It seemed like it was a hot potato of braggadocious alerts. And by the way, not even sure they were deserved. Were they deserved? Yeah, they were deserved.
I don't know.
We'll let the listeners.
Braggadocious alert.
We talk a lot about the 90s. Why don't we find out something Stephanie does that I didn't know she did? We find out that I had a.
What was that?
I'm not going to tell you. You'll have to listen.
Oh, I have to listen?
And then also, I had an interesting job for one day at Universal Studios that I nailed.
Yeah, that got you to where you are now.
Okay.
It was a springboard.
It was a springboard. Okay, let's get right to it. Ladies and jerks, welcome to Call Me Miss Cleo.
It all started when Tig and Cheryl met in the mid-2000s.
Hey, nice to meet you, Tig. I'm Cheryl Hines.
Hi, Cheryl. I'm Tig Notaro. Should we do a podcast about documentaries?
Yes.
A podcast about documentaries?
Is this microphone on?
Five furious frogs fiddling faintly. Furious frogs fiddling faintly. Five furious frogs fiddling faintly.
I am the first ever podcast. And Tig and Cheryl are following in the sound of my footsteps.
Let's get started.
I'm so ready.
Tig and Cheryl.
True story. Hey, Tig, hey.
Hey, Cheryl, hey.
Are you a little congested? You can be honest. You don't have to tell me if you don't want to.
Yeah, I'm going to keep that a secret. Yeah, Stephanie and I, we think we have a cold. We're hoping it's not going to drag us into something else.
Yeah.
Don't even mention it.
I'm not going to.
Well, I hope you feel better.
Well, thank you.
I'm sure this podcast is going to make, I feel 100% fantastic.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Good. Do you typically?
I mean, usually I'm tired. I feel like I stay tired all the time. I wake up and I'm like, I cannot wait to take a nap. That's usually how I wake up. And then I don't really have time to take a nap. But today I felt like, okay, hit the ground running.
Do you sleep all right?
Last night I did, but not usually.
Uh-huh.
Sleep is hard, isn't it?
It is. It's very hard. And I got myself on CBD.
Oh, yeah.
Do you do that?
Not usually. Are you enjoying it? It's helpful.
Yeah, it has been helpful. And it's not, doesn't have THC in it. I actually take it an hour or two before bed. And then I stay up while I have the CBD oil in my system. And then I really start to feel tired. And then I go get in bed and it's very helpful.
Wow. That's nice.
So I don't take it like, oh, I'm in bed, I'm going to take my CBD. I take it as soon as Max and Finn get into their bath.
You're like, it's on. I am in wind down mode. It's funny. I was just working with Ted Danson. But we were laughing about getting older and sleeping and how like, oh, no, now we wake up like sore from sleeping.
Yeah.
When you wake up and you're like, wow, I sprained something last night. Like, what happened?
I did this video on my Instagram a while back where I was like, how is it that getting a full 8 hours of sleep, I still wake up looking like I've been beaten in the face. My hair is going every direction. I'm exhausted. Like, what happened? I was lying down.
Yeah, they say do the 8 hour thing. And then you wake up and you're like, what? What else? What else you guys got?
Yeah.
It is the worst when you feel like. And then when you get, 5 hours of sleep, you think, oh, it's only because I didn't have 8 hours. But then when you get 8 hours, you're like, now what? This is it. I take it from here. Okay. Tig?
Yeah.
This documentary really like catapulted me back into the 90s.
I vaguely
recall.
Knew. Yeah. It's like, right. And I think it all, I think Ms. Cleo kind of merges into a bunch of just weird things on TV decades ago.
Yeah.
So
it's
not, I don't necessarily remember her, but I just feel like there were numbers to call. And
there were a lot of charges. Numbers to call.
Yeah.
That were really important.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, today we're talking about Call Me Miss Cleo. And it's a 2022 documentary directed by Jennifer Brea and Celia Aniskovich. I actually think I nailed that. The documentary nails the story of Miss Cleo, a famous TV tarot card reader.
Wait.
What happened?
Does it really say nails? The documentary nails the story?
No, I said I nailed Aniskovich.
I know, but then later you said the documentary nails the story. Thomas, did she not? I was like, how is it that is being used twice? This documentary nails the story.
I don't know how that happened. Well, this is a rough start. Okay. The document.
What does it actually say?
Tells.
That makes more sense.
The documentary. I like that. It's like, they nailed this one.
I know. The fact that you watched that documentary and you're like, man.
They nailed it.
This documentary nailed.
They nailed it.
Cleo. Oh, my God. It nailed it.
Oh, shoot, Tootie. Okay, it's going to be a long one. The documentary tells the story of Miss Cleo, a famous TV tarot reader with a mysterious past. It features interviews with Cleo, her friends, and celebrity fans. Call Me Miss Cleo is available to watch on HBO Max.
Yeah.
Well, right.
Yeah.
So, okay, listen. I have experience in this field. So this is all about this woman, Miss Cleo. Her real name, I guess, is Yuri Harris. Oh, I did not know that. I mean, Don't get ahead of yourself. Don't spill beans right now. I know you want to.
Well, I know, but you didn't catch that name?
Well, did you?
Yeah.
Oh. Interesting. Okay. Well, I'll tell you why I didn't. as we get on.
Drunk. You were drunk.
Miss Cleo, a.k.a. Yori Harris, is a famous tarot card reader known for her TV commercials on the Psychic Network.
Yeah.
Okay, so in the 90s, the Psychic Network was huge. And this was the time when there were all these crazy commercials for lines to call.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're just tuning in, you'll be thrilled to know I used to work on the chat line. 1-900-999-CHAT. And my name was Cookie. And by the way, at one point, my boyfriend at the
call
time.
Call us now if you ever called Cookie.
Cookie.
Your my boyfriend
at the time also got a job on the chat line, and his name was Squiggy.
Squiggy?
Yeah. Nobody used their real names. So you got to
No,
make
I
up.
Get that.
Yeah. Why Squiggy?
Why would you? He'd be like, hi, it's Squiggy.
Yeah. 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 They'd be
hi,
like, oh, hey, Squiggy, where are you from? Yeah. And then it's, you know, everybody had these names, you know. They were like.
Squiggy and Cookie.
Yes. Destiny. Eminem. And, you know, Mercedes. I think I mentioned that. I don't know why Mercedes sticks in my mind, but Mercedes
and
was.
Why were people comfortable talking to a Squiggy or a Cookie?
Well, because they clearly wanted someone to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew if they called the chat line that there was a monitor like myself, Cookie, that would make sure they're in a safe space.
Okay, right.
So
but why would you feel safe with Squiggy? Would somebody feel...
Well, yeah, it's like a friendly, upbeat Squiggy.
Right. I guess I would feel like if I'm calling the Psychic Network.
Well, this was the chat line. This is a chat line.
Or whatever.
Okay.
A chat line. I would feel a little more vulnerable if the person was like, oh, my name's Squiggy. I would be like,
what would you want his name to be?
I don't know. I just.
Harold?
I don't know.
It has to be a fun. No, it has to be a fun, approachable name.
Squiggy, I would not approach a Squiggy. Maybe a Cookie.
Thank you, Cookie.
Yeah.
Squiggy, it was cute. He was cute. Very cute, actually. He was very cute. Okay. So I worked on the chat line. Mm-hmm. It was probably around the time, certainly, when I wasn't that personally, emotionally invested in the chat line. It didn't register in my day-to-day life, like, is the chat line doing well? Are we competing with the Psychic Network? Like, I was not aware of any of that. So I would just show up, plug my headset in, and be like, hey, Tig. Actually, Tig would be a good name. Tig, welcome to the chat line. Where are you from? And then you would start talking. And I'd say, hey, have you met Fondue? She lives in Montana. And then Fondue would be like, hey, Tig. And then they'd start talking. And
so everyone made up a different name?
Yeah.
If I was calling in to talk to somebody, I would not give my regular name?
No. Mm-mm. It's not interesting.
Okay.
People like
so
to say
Cookie and Fondue are chatting it up.
But our chat line was 99 cents a minute. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So the one that they're talking the Miss Cleo, which I didn't realize until I was watching this, theirs was $4.99 a minute.
Yeah, well, they're not talking to Squiggies or Cookies.
They're
talking to Miss Cleo.
Yeah, so Miss Cleo.
She was the face of the network.
Yes, and she had a thick Jamaican accent.
And maybe wasn't from there.
Don't spill beans. Tig, I'm begging you. The documentary begins with various celebrities, Raven Simone, Deborah Wilson, recounting their memories of Miss Cleo. By the way, was it interesting to see Deborah Wilson? I had not seen her in probably 10 years.
Yeah, I'm not really familiar with her, but after I realized who she was.
Yeah, she was on Mad TV for a while. Yeah. It was fun to see Raven and Deborah on it, and they were talking about...
And can I just tell you something?
Yeah, I wish you would.
About Raven?
Yeah?
I've met Raven.
Raggedocious alert!
That's right. That's what we're here to talk, and we're here to drop names all around discussing documentaries. I don't know if I've met Raven once or twice.
Same.
But I braggadocious alert. But here's what's really interesting, and I don't know if she knows that she has included me on a text chain, but I sometimes, around the holidays, end up on her text chains with a bunch of people.
Wow.
And everyone's chiming in, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Thanksgiving. And I feel a little shy. And then I just will text in like, hi, Merry Christmas. I'm just like, I don't know. And I think, and I'm scared to chime in because I'm like, I don't know if she knows that I've somehow been looped in on this. I don't know if this is her family because they're all numbers that don't have names tied to them. And I told Stephanie this Christmas or New Year's Day or something, I was like, I'm on this chain again and I don't know. I don't mind being on it.
Right.
I don't mind chiming in Happy New Year or Merry Christmas, but I'm also like, I don't know if I'm supposed to be here.
You want Raven like, Tig, why are you on this chain?
Tig, why are you interrupting my chain with my dear close relatives? And so I do chime in and say, yeah, Merry Christmas. And then I
seem like you're angry about Christmas.
No, I'm not angry about it, but I'm also like, I mean, it also did make me think, should I include her on a mess chain?
And then she'd be like, what the balls are you? Why am I on this chain?
Why the hell am I on this?
One time on Thanksgiving, like the middle of Thanksgiving Day, I get a FaceTime request from Kimberly Williams Paisley, who's a friend of mine.
Yeah.
She doesn't even live.
Braggadocious alert.
Oh my God. It's going to be a long show. But I was like, and we don't usually FaceTime each other, you know. Mm-hmm. But so I answered it because I thought, okay. And she was in the middle of a conversation with her family. And I was like, hello? And she looked down at her phone and she's like, Cheryl, hello? What are you doing? And I was like, I think you called me. And she goes, I'm sorry, we're in the middle of something right now. And I was like, I said, no, please. But it was so weird because I was like, I don't know what I'm doing in this conversation. I don't know how I got here. And it seemed like I was the one that instigated it. Because she was like, felt like she didn't call me. I'm like, I also didn't call you. Hello?
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 We're going to have to take a break in
what?
A second.
Tig?
But I just want to tell you.
Is bad.
No, Thomas raises the little sign, and I just go with it.
I feel like it's
but
like
5 seconds.
But before
I do go
in.
For a break, speaking of FaceTime, I saw Sean Hayes the other night. Go on.
Braggadocious alert! Yes.
And you know, he's always up for anything kooky, right?
Yeah.
He's a silly man. In fact, we FaceTimed him during our live show. And
he's playing the piano.
He's playing the piano and answered
his FaceTime.
And that's how he normally contacts me, is he'll FaceTime me. Okay. And so it felt very on brand that he was playing the piano when I FaceTimed in that time. Anyway, the other night he was talking about how as he's gotten older, he has to get up all the time in the night to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I said, Sean, will you FaceTime me every time you get up in the night? And he was like, he was like, but it's many times. And I was like, it doesn't matter. He's like, why don't I just text you? And I said, because it'll be funny. My ringer will be off. Yeah. It'll just be funny for me to see just a missed FaceTime from Sean Hayes all through the night. And he was like, okay. And then I went home that night. And then the next morning I looked at my phone and sure enough, I had updates from Sean Hayes of missed FaceTimes of when he got up to go to the bathroom.
Oh, God.
We'll be right back on Tig and Cheryl, True Story. Dear.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we are back on Tig and Cheryl, True Story.
We're back.
Talking about
Miss Cleo.
Well, we're going to talk about Miss Cleo.
At some point, we will talk about Miss Cleo.
But this is a comedy podcast.
Yeah.
We talk about documentaries.
Loosely.
Very loosely.
If at all. So do you remember Miss Cleo's tagline of call me now?
No.
I can't even say it. No. I mean, I don't remember it, but once again, I was knee deep in my chat line business. So I had my own things to worry about.
Sure, girl.
Raven Simone talks about watching sitcoms in the 90s. And how prevalent...
Oh, that's how we got off track.
Yes, Raven.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how prevalent commercials and infomercials were. And they were mostly inviting and playful. Mm. And then the psychic commercials started to really gain popularity. So that's why Raven and Deborah were on, because they did spoofs on their...
But also, you don't know that for quite a while.
Quite a while. Like, and I'm like,
why... Why are they?
Why are Raven and Deborah talking? It's true. I was like, they must know Miss Cleo, or they had.
Yeah, there's some tie-in. And also, one of my favorite moments was when Raven says, "Yeah, somebody on the show must have been a big fan of hers."
Yeah, one of her writers.
Right, which made me laugh because it's like she wasn't even a fan.
Right.
And she didn't even know if somebody, why this material was ending up on her show. And there was such a disconnect. She wasn't even talking to her writers. Like, she's just like, so now it's like a friend of a friend of a friend is
years
talking.
Years later, decades later, yeah. Where she's like, I guess I'll do it. I can tell you what I know.
Yeah, she's talking about Miss Cleo because she did a spoof of it, and that's distant enough. But then the fact that she says one of the writers must have been a fan or something, then it just becomes even more hilarious and removed.
Oh, good. So Miss Cleo, people really loved her ads because there were a lot of bright colors. She had this mysterious accent. And a lot of enthusiastic energy. And she liked to really tell people, I wish I could do her accent.
Well, give it a whirl.
No, I won't. Because it's not, it's going to be like, I'm going to insult people just by trying to do a Jamaican accent. But she would tell people, you know, somebody would call in and say, I'm just wondering what's going on with my boyfriend. And she's like, you know, he's got another woman. Get away from that man. And then they would be like, are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. You've also got another man on the side. And then they would be like, oh my God, how would you know that? But once again, it kind of goes back to, you can pretty much take some stabs in the dark and you're going to hit something.
Yeah. Yeah. But
yeah,
I think I told this story and it doesn't matter if I have or haven't.
It doesn't matter. Blue Bellet.
I went on one of those shows.
You went on? Oh. Yeah, we've talked about this, but go ahead.
Yeah. And the woman...
The psychic.
She took a lot of stabs and didn't hit a single thing. And my episode never aired. Well, I would be flat out lying if I were to say, yep, that's right.
I did have an aunt named Sally.
Yeah, my old Aunt Sally.
But you couldn't give her a, I didn't have an aunt named Sally, but I did have an aunt whose name started with a T, which is close to an S. You couldn't give her anything.
I gave her plenty of those things, and she was just, no, she never stabbed at the right thing.
Well, Cleo is featured in a 2012 documentary called Hotline. And in that documentary, she's interviewed about her background as a priestess and her relationship with the spirit world. And Cleo likes to call herself a voodoo priestess. I mean, listen, if you're sitting at home and it's 1 o'clock in the morning and you call Miss Cleo for a psychic tarot card read, what are you expecting? You know what I mean? You're just expecting a fun, lively conversation.
Well, some might be expecting that, but I would imagine there's probably also there's people hanging by a thread.
So it seems like, well, I don't have access to a psychic around me, so I can call Miss Cleo, because people seem to be responding in a very positive way to her. Like she does seem to have answers of some sort. So in this documentary, friends of Cleo talk about their experiences with her, and Cleo was able to name specific details about people they had lost, and they believe she truly has a gift.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you meet Jasmine Scott and Steve Sneed.
And who?
Steve Sneed.
That's tricky.
It is Steve Sneed.
Yeah.
And it does seem like he's the kind of person that when you say his name, you always say the first and last. Steve Sneed.
Yeah, Steve Sneed. And also, maybe his parents could have...
Lightened up on the alliteration.
Well, seen that they could have seen that his name would be Steve Sneed. And
maybe think, maybe some people would not take him as seriously because his name is Steve Sneed. But Steve Sneed is a lovely person.
Very, very, very wonderful guy.
They met Cleo at the Langston Hughes Performing Arts in Seattle. And Cleo, at the time, wrote and directed plays. And she had an arrangement to do a production at the Langston Hughes Center. And they both recall, Steve Sneed and Jasmine, recall Cleo not having any sort of Jamaican accent when they knew her. And they said that she had a character, Miss Cleo, that she had developed from a play that she had written during her time at Langston Hughes. So, I don't know. Is that bad?
Look, is it bad that she had a character and a maybe fake accent and was doing tarot stuff on TV?
National TV?
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's not for us to judge.
To me, it all kind of feels like...
It's all kind of kooky anyway, just like whatever.
Yeah, like, it's fine, it's not fine, it's fine.
Depends on how you look at it.
Yeah.
Because some people thought it was fine. Some people got great advice from her. And so what if her name is Miss Cleo instead of Yuri?
Yeah, or even if she was like, hey, I know what you should do.
Oh.
Call me now, I'm Miss Cleo. Oh. And I'm down south. You know?
Right.
If you got what you needed right. from her, who cares
what kind of accent she's got?
Yeah.
Although that was part of it, that they were saying, you know, that people were more likely to believe she had some sort of spiritual intuition because of her Jamaican accent.
Right. That's like people hearing an English, proper English accent, and then it's like, oh my gosh, this, you know, I know a lot of businesses will have someone with that sort of accent.
Yeah.
Leave their outgoing message right. or be their answering service to make it seem like
they know a lot of stuff and they're sophisticated.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Yeah.
Yeah.
But behind the scenes, it could be like, you called the right place. But you're not going to use that voice.
You're not going to use that person or that voice. Yeah. Some people will. Some people will.
Southerners
don't get mad at us.
Some people will
want this outgoing voice.
We have people cleaning our chimney here today, and I'm just realizing
they have British accents.
What does he think?
Oh, you're doing yelling in your office?
Yeah. Some people do think that. And then I just quietly walk downstairs past them, and I'm like, hi.
Hey.
Do you need some water? Hey. Okay. We have to take a break.
Oh, no, because I was going to tell you.
We do. We'll be right back on Tig and Cheryl True Story.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we are back on Tig and Cheryl True Story.
Okay, so the reason I brought up Steve Sneed and Jasmine is because they said that after Cleo had done that production, that she didn't pay any of the cast members or the production team.
Well, that's not great.
It's not great. So Miss Cleo, she reached out to the Psychic Network to tell them that their tarot card readings didn't make any sense. And at the time, there was a white lady, and I'm just saying it because they said it. There was a white lady doing it, and they felt like, oh, this lady isn't inspiring people to call.
No, she seemed like a church lady, you know.
Yeah, she seemed, yeah.
Well, in your future, you might see that there is love coming your way.
Yeah.
Now, if love does come your way,
yeah,
then that is a very special, special privilege that the Lord has graced you with.
Yeah, so nobody wants to hear that at 1 a.m. They want to hear someone exciting and provocative.
Yeah.
So Cleo goes into the Psychic Network and she says, I know how to read tarot cards. And then she starts helping that lady, and then at some point they said, Miss Cleo, why don't you just do it? And Miss Cleo was like, okay, but I'm going to do it the way I need. Okay, I can't go into
You're copying an already copied accent.
Tig.
It's a hat on a hat.
You're not supposed to tell people that yet.
Oh, good.
Okay, just wait. We're going to get there.
I don't feel like I've spoiled beans or spilled beans.
You
in
have
a while.
Spoiled beans in a while. It has been a while. It has been a while.
It has been a while, but. That
so
wasn't
she
a real
goes
accent.
On, and Cleo is a hit.
Uh-huh.
And then she found out that they wanted her to say, call me now. No, that's also not a good accent. I wish we had. Do we have her saying, call me now? Thomas will find
it. I'm sure it's somewhere.
Yeah.
Don't go blindly through life. Let me use the power of the tarot to show you the way. Call me now for your free reading.
Call 1-800-35.
So now people were calling in. And they had hired people that just answered ads. They never asked them, did they feel spiritually connected? Do they have
any reason to be here taking this job?
And they said that the people at the network had given them like an outline of what to say. And they said that the first 3 minutes were free. And then after that, it was $4.99. And then the people that had worked on the hotline said, yeah, they told us. To like, they didn't use the word vamp, but let's use the word vamp for the first 3 minutes.
Okay. Yeah.
They got their information. They got their addresses, their phone numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not good.
It's not like they were just answering the phone and they were saying, what's in my future? And then they were telling them for 3 minutes.
No. They were like, where do you live? And what's the zip code there?
What's your credit card number?
I do think there are people that are spiritually connected or intuitive in a way that other people can't be. Do you think that?
I don't know. I am not quite sure. I'm open. You know, there's somebody that Stephanie goes to that one of the biggest stars in Hollywood told Stephanie about.
Can't name a name.
Of the biggest star?
Yeah.
Jen Aniston.
Oh.
So Stephanie Zooms with this woman.
Wow.
And she swears by her, and Jen swears by her. And all the people Stephanie has turned on to this person swear by this woman.
And what does Stephanie get out of it? Do you know? Could you articulate that?
I think some sort of guidance or reassurance of like, I'm doing the right thing. I'm on the right path. I'm making these choices that are in alignment with. I don't know. I truly don't know.
Because how is that different than a therapist?
Well, a therapist, hopefully, isn't saying,
what sign
in
are
5 years, you will be living in Portland and you're going to have 3 more babies.
Oh.
You know?
Wait, could you imagine if your therapist said that? I'm actually getting a vision for you, Cheryl.
Wait, and why didn't you do braggadocious alert on Jen Aniston?
I didn't know if you were going to keep it in.
Well, I finally said it, and then you didn't
braggadocious alert, because, by the way, I think you've trotted out Jen Aniston so many times. I told you.
Well, I'm sorry. She's part of my circle.
Oh,
all right?
Braggadocious alert. That's like taking it to a new level. Part of my circle. Ugh.
I'm sorry that is a circle you have not infiltrated.
That is too much. That's too far. That is a bridge too far. I hope that no one is listening to this podcast for the first time and this is the one they're hearing.
Oh, why? How is it any different?
I don't know.
But also, do you ever or would you ever Zoom with someone that maybe would tell you you're going to have 3 babies in Portland?
I would, of course. I have a curious mind and an open heart.
Oh. Braggadocious alert.
So what happens here is that now Cleo, she's a big hit. People start wondering, what exactly is she all about? And now they're finding out, she's not even from Jamaica.
Her attorney didn't do a good job convincing anyone that she was from Jamaica.
No, he was like, listen, people can be from Jamaica, cannot be from Jamaica.
There are people who know people in Jamaica, and maybe they are from Jamaica too, but we don't know for sure either way. But Jamaica does exist.
Right. Okay, the Psychic Network disclaimer had said that it's for entertainment only, and that they hoped that that would protect them from legal issues. Because at some point, listen, people were, their phone bills were being run up so high that it was clear they were taking advantage of vulnerable people.
Yeah.
Just to divert for 1 second, did I ever tell you about the time when I was working at Universal Studios and this was
alert.
It was so funny to me because somebody from the boardwalk, there was like a little boardwalk in front of the Jaws place, and somebody didn't show up that day, and they were like, Cheryl, can you go out there and somebody will come up and you can either tell them how much they weigh or how old they are or what month their birthday is in. And I was like, I will do that, but I don't have any skills in this department. Have I told you this before?
Probably. I don't know.
And there is a big scale. There's like a big scale on the boardwalk. And I'm like, just tell me exactly what.
Was this in LA?
No, this was in Orlando. I was like, so what exactly am I supposed to do? They said, that's it. Somebody will come up and say, guess my weight. I was like, and then what do I do? They said, you just guess how much they weigh. And I said, well, and what if I'm off? They said, then they get like this tiny little stuffed bear.
Keychain.
I said, and what if I'm right? And they're like, then they don't get the bear. I was like, how is this? Is this? I'm never going to be right. And they said, that doesn't matter. Then give him a stuffed bear.
What year was this?
Oh, God. This was probably like 92, 90, something like that. Okay. So I spent the whole day outside on the boardwalk, and then it became, I realized later, I mean, as the day went on, it's not, nobody cares if you really guess their weight or not. Mm-hmm. They want to have a good time. You want to gather people around, and you want to, you know, there's a big buildup, and it's like, guys, I'm doing it. We're going to guess her weight. Everybody gather around. Am I right or am I wrong? And then, of course, if it was a woman, you would guess less than what you think they are. They don't need to get on a scale in front of everyone, and you're like, oh, you weren't 198? Sorry. And then if it was a guy, it was okay if you were over. But I was so worried about hurting people's feelings for the first hour. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, yeah. No, nobody cares. Nobody cares. They're just there to get a bear.
But you know what's amazing is you got that job because you wanted to break into Hollywood. You were so interested in TV and film that you got a job at Universal. And then you were guessing
people's weight. I was guessing people's weight.
Because of your passion for the arts.
And by the way, I felt like I got one step closer to making it that day. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I am doing something that most people never get to do, which is true. Most people never get to guess other people's weight.
That's like Stephanie, same thing, got a job at Blockbuster Video because she was interested in TV and film, but she did not want to work. And so you know what she did? What? One of my favorite stories.
No, what'd she do?
She placed the phone slightly off of the receiver. Yeah. So that the phone wouldn't ring while she was working. She said every time the phone rang, she was going to have a stroke. And so she decided to just rig it to where it wouldn't ring.
Oh, Stephanie. Okay. So anyway, Dave Ehrenberg, the state attorney general of Palm Beach County, starts an investigation against the Psychic Network and Miss Cleo for deceptive advertising and wrongfully billing callers. Cleo claimed to have attended the University of California, but the school had no record of her. Okay.
Here's the thing.
Tell us the thing.
A lot of people that were in a rough spot were calling in to Miss Cleo.
Yeah.
And it seems as though both parties were maybe in a rough spot in life. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe she was hanging on by a thread in the way that the people calling in were hanging on by a thread.
And then at some point, the documentary takes a bit of a turn, because then you hear from Cleo's friends or acquaintances that Miss Cleo has seemingly different personalities.
Mm-hmm.
She has like a male personality that comes out sometimes. And then it was clear that she had a tough childhood.
Yeah.
Like you're saying, oh, this is already a vulnerable person that has her own things going on. And she was being underpaid by the network and was receiving no benefits, even though they were using her image on, you know, game boards and tarot cards. And at one point, Stephen Better and Peter Stoltz were the owners of the Psychic Hotline Company based in Fort Lauderdale. Hey, Florida. We knew it was going to come down. Hey. We knew it was going to come
down. I mean, it's just astounding.
It is astounding. A lot of stuff happens in Florida. They shut down the company and paid a $5 million fine after getting sued. So you must wonder, like, how much money did they make?
Yeah, I bet they made so. I mean, $5 million, I bet, was a drop in the bucket for them.
Yeah. They walked away like, worth it. Cleo.
Worth it.
And they skipped off to Vermont or someplace. Cleo is villainized by the media, despite making little profit during her time at the psychic company. So at one point, we find out that Miss Cleo has cancer.
Yeah.
And she doesn't tell anyone about it. She takes a trip to the Bahamas, knowing she doesn't have much time left, but ultimately has to go back and enter hospice care.
Mm-hmm.
But what was nice about the ending was it seemed like she had gotten to a good place in her life and she had found her community and
she had made her amends or goodbyes with people.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
I don't even know if it was amends, but like connected with exes and friends. And
Yeah. So listen, that's basically the story of Miss Cleo.
I would say basically.
Tig, are you ready for some final thoughts?
I am.
It's time for Happily Ever After Thoughts, where we give our final thoughts on this week's documentary. Did you cry?
I didn't cry. Did you cry?
Mm-mm-mm. And who were you attracted to?
Mm.
This is a bit of a tough one.
I'll say Tom Brokaw.
Oh. Well, I was going to say Raven.
Okay, so you are kind of jealous that you're not on the text train that I'm on.
Could you just
in the holidays
fold me into the text exchange?
Is it possible to do that? You can just add people into
it? I think it would like tell the group. But listen, I'm in a text exchange that started in the pandemic with, I know, one or two people.
Do you mind if we can start calling it a pandoodle? Just because I feel like
it's... Yeah, let's call it a pandoodle. And I'm not sure how I got started in this text chain. But there are a lot of women in it, very smart women who have important things to say to each other. And I don't feel
said.
I don't feel like I have anything to add to this. And I don't
Who's in the text exchange?
I don't even know. It's the same
Gloria
thing.
Gloria Steinem.
I have people, I have phone numbers, and I'm like, I don't even know who's in this. And then I thought about taking myself out, but then I know they'll all get a
message.
It'll be like Cheryl Hines just left the conversation.
So you should just chime in every now and then and just say, hi, Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year. Well, I don't want to stir the pot because I don't want people to be like, hey, you haven't said anything in a year and a half. How's it going? It's like, oh, don't get me involved in it.
Well, you just say, I've been thinking about all these good points you've all made.
And I'd like to agree with you all. See you later.
Yeah.
I got to figure that one out. Okay, it's time for True Story Talk Back. Is there anything you want to say?
No.
I would like to say to the people, to the guys, what were their names?
In a Jamaican accent?
No, definitely not in a Jamaican accent. Who were the two guys? Oh, we can't even remember.
Steve Sneed.
Steve Sneed. First of all, thank you, Steve Sneed, for coming forward, letting us know more about Miss Cleo. And then the two guys from Fort Lauderdale. You know, you guys, it's not okay. Do not take advantage of vulnerable people. If that's how you have to make your living, then you need to think about who you are.
Wow, way to give them a piece of it, Cheryl. If that's what you're going to do, well, then you shouldn't do that.
Then you shouldn't.
You sure shouldn't.
Okay, that's all for this week's episode. Next week, we'll be talking about...
That's got to sting, man. That has got to sting. You laid into those guys.
They, and I hope they're listening.
Cheryl just ripped you a new one.
Okay. That's all for this week's episode. Next week, we'll be talking about Dolly Parton, Here I Am on Netflix. Okay, Tig, before we go, would you like to listen to a little true fan mail?
Yes.
Okay, before that, I have a quick correction. We read an amazing email a couple of weeks ago from a listener whose friend Jenna just got news that she's cancer-free. The wrong name got put into our outline, and that listener is not named Stephanie. Her name is Avis. So, hey, Avis, hey.
Hey, Avis, hey.
Oh, gosh. How did that happen?
I don't know, but I am married to Avis Allen.
Avis, we are so happy for you, Avis.
And Jenna, congrats to you. Yes. All the best.
Yes. This is from Sam. Hey, Sam. Hey.
Hey, Sam. Hey.
Hi, Tig and Cheryl. Longtime listener, first time emailer. Listening to the Love Lizzo episode, I couldn't help feeling there was a missed opportunity for wordplay. Perhaps white ladies of a certain age with an interest in twerking could be called twerk bulls. I guess they need to be true story fans too, but let's assume that's a given. Love the show and that you're so unapologetic over its pointlessness. Sam from London. Thank you, Sam. Twerk bulls. I like a twerk bull. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is from Monique. Hey, Monique. Hey.
Hey, Monique. Hey.
Hey, bitches. Hey.
Hey, girl.
Just started listening to your Lizzo episode and could not stop laughing. I wanted to say that in November of last year, I unexpectedly found myself hospitalized, and listening to the Beanie Mania episode multiple times was one of the only things that brought me joy as my ovary tried to mercilessly kill me. Hey, ovary, hey. Monique, thank you for providing some relief during a really scary time for me, and can't wait to see you all twerking in your khakis during the next live stream. Love to you, Monique.
I have my khakis on right now, Monique. Look, I'll show you, Cheryl.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She really does have khakis on. I didn't know anybody still wore khakis.
I wear khakis? That's probably why I said I would. I don't remember what we said. Do you ever remember what we say on the episode?
No, I don't.
And I'll run into people and they're like, oh my gosh, I also have a turtle in my barn or whatever. And I'm like, what?
Okay.
And they're like, you know, from the episode when the... No, I don't know what you're talking about. But what? I imagine I might have mentioned, I might have said I would be twerking in my khakis.
Yes. Well, I think that's a consideration. Thomas, take a note, please. Well, listen, I'm glad to hear Monique is doing better.
Yes. Hang in there, Monique.
Yeah, hang in there, Monique. And I love that the Beanie Baby was the one that got her through. This is the first time we've ever heard that before.
And it'll be the last.
But it's really nice to hear from you, Monique.
And also, there's probably a lot of people listening that don't write in that are having a rough time.
Yeah.
And hang in there.
Yeah, hang in there, you guys.
Hang in there. You might be in some sort of pain or a rough go of some sort. And I'm glad that this podcast is helpful in some way, but hang in there.
Hang in there. Tig, is there anything you'd like to promote before we head out?
Well, I would love to. Mm-hmm. I have another podcast called Don't Ask Tig.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a website where you can see all my updated shows listed on there.
Okay.
And, well, Cheryl, we have our live show that you can get tickets for.
That's exciting.
You can buy tickets for our streaming show. I can't remember the date of it, but get your tickets now.
January 31st.
January 31st, it turns out. January 31st.
Now, I did a podcast, A Good Cry, and it was really interesting. Michael Cruz Kanye, he's a comedian, and he talks about grief, and it was really interesting. And anyway, might want to check that out because it was
your episode.
Yes, only my episode.
But you were on it.
I was on it. Yeah. It was really, really interesting to, you know.
Did you have a good cry?
I didn't cry. Huh? But but we did talk about some, you know, deep
things.
But also had a good time with each other. So that was nice. All right, Tig.
Should we do it again?
Yes, let's do it again. Tig and Cheryl True Story is hosted by me, Cheryl Hines, and Tig Notaro. It's produced by Thomas Ouellette, audio engineered and edited by Thomas Ouellette, with production assistance from Bobby Pearson. Music by David Sesson. Special thanks to Gabby Kovacic, Patrick McDonald, and Stephanie Allen. Follow us on social media for updates and review and rate True Story on Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate it. You can email us at tigandcherylTrueStory@gmail.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.